Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Do you know that prayer is a language? It's the language of God. Now, think about that for a minute. So do you have something to pray about? Spiritually? Physically? Financially? Well, here's a statement I want to talk about today. Don't just think about it. Pray about it. See, a lot of people are thinking about it instead of praying about it. When you pray, you touch the very throne of the Most High God. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. And prayer is more than just asking God for some stuff. It's His language. So a lot of people say, Brother Jesse, what do you think about that? I say, I don't think about it. I pray about it. Let me give you a great scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I love this. Be careful for nothing. I'm going to stop right there. Most people operate in care. It specifically says, be careful for nothing. Now, I know that's strong when everything seems to be going wrong, but you know what? Casting all your care upon Him. For care is a form of pride. You saying that God can't handle your business, so you got to care about it. No, let me finish the verse, Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Why'd they say thanksgiving? Because He's going to answer your prayer. Let your request be made known to God. Oh, man, that is a powerful, powerful verse. Here's another verse, Romans chapter 8. Boy, Romans is something. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, not only are you praying, the Holy Ghost is praying. He ain't thinking about it. He's doing it. And what does He pray? He said, I only say or pray what I hear my Father says. He's at the throne here, and the Father God said, the Holy Spirit, for lack of a better way to say it, do your thing. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. So that's what I mean by don't think about it, pray about it. You know, there's a lot of trouble in life, and it's true. And I don't deny it, and I don't live in denial. I deny it's right to affect me. You know, as a leader of a ministry, as a leader, sometimes you get some astounding information. Boom, it hits you. But see, I got to lead. There's no other choice. I got to go forward. No other way. Why? To preach this glorious gospel. You see? So I don't deny what happens. I don't think about it. I pray about it. Because, you know, when you get, something that comes up, you didn't know was going to happen, a sudden something, the best thing to do instead of thinking about, well, why did that happen? Pray. Pray. Because someone somewhere needs prayer. Is that you today? You think about that for a minute. So don't think about it. Pray about it. People ask me all the time about scandals. You know, and I guess people want to know what I think about that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think about it at all. I pray about it. And when I pray about it, I get answers. You know, sometimes people go home to be with the Lord and it's a shock. You're not expecting that. But you know what? I don't think about it. I pray about it. I say, God, reveal to me what happened. Instead of going, oh, no, reveal, revelation knowledge, reveal to me so I'll know how to pray, so I'll know when to pray, where to pray, and how much to pray. That's what I'm talking about. See, so it's a wonderful thing to not just think about things, but to pray about things. You know, people ask me all the time, how do you run this ministry? But you know, because it takes millions a month. I wish it would take a million. That would be nice. Millions a month. Well, I don't think about it. I pray about it. I say, Lord, your will be done. You supply all my need. You supply all my desire. You supply all my want. So when a mountain comes in my way, I talk to it, get out of here, say to that mountain, be thou removed, go. I don't climb it. No, I refuse. I dissolve it. And that's what it's all about. So if something's coming up in your life right now, don't deny it. I mean, my Lord, you live in a world here. And don't even think about it, just pray about it. You see something that may shake you up? Instead of going, oh, and let it get in you and just eat on you, you pray about it and watch God do wonderful things in your life, okay? Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. And remember that Jesus loves you. I love you. And I'm telling you, you're gonna receive today.